This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that people have given a mandate for stability and consistency in the recent Lok Sabha polls. He said in the third term, his government will work with more strength and speed to bring threefold results. Mr. Modi stated this while replying in the Lok Sabha on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the countrymen have voted for the party to sit in the opposition. He said the main opposition party failed to cross even 100 seats in the general elections three times in a row. He added that the Congress and its ecosystem are trying to impress upon people that they have defeated the National Democratic Alliance, NDA. Mr. Modi said he can understand their pain as despite spreading misinformation, they had to face a crushing defeat in the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that his government has been solely guided by the motto of India First and its policy of zero tolerance against corruption has received people's support in the Lok Sabha polls. In his reply, Mr. Modi, without naming the Congress leader, took a pot shot at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of misleading the House on the issue of Agniveer and MSP. He also said Mr. Gandhi is out on bail in a corruption case and is convicted for insulting the OBC community. He added that the Congress leader is also facing several defamation cases. Prime Minister Modi accused the Congress of spreading misinformation on the Constitution and reservation and misled the people in the Lok Sabha polls. The Prime Minister said in four states where simultaneous polls were held during the Lok Sabha election, NDA has got a resounding victory. Opposition MPs were in the well of the House protesting on different issues when the Prime Minister was making his speech. Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the conduct of the opposition and urged them to maintain order in the House, but they continued with the sloganeering. Earlier in the day, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, KC Venugopal of Congress, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal, Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Santosh Pandey of BJP and Soumitra Khan of BJP took part in the discussion in the Lok Sabha. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Birendra Prasad Vaishya of Ahom Gana Parishad raised the issue of inclusion of six communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. BJP MP Ashok Rao Chavan of BJP spoke about the NEET exam issue, saying the culprit should be booked and fair investigation should be done and the government is clear about it. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari, P. Wilson of DMK, TMC's MP Samirul Islam, Muzibullah Khan and Sulata Deo of BJD were among others who also participated in the discussion. The discussion is underway. In Uttar Pradesh, 27 people lost their lives and several others were injured during a stampede at a religious gathering in Pulrai village in Hathras district today. Senior Superintendent of Police, ETA, Rajesh Kumar Singh, said a large crowd had assembled for the event of a stampede, most likely resulted from overcrowding. Many injured people have also been admitted to hospital. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic incident. The southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. The Indian Meteorological Department said monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days ahead of the normal date. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places over Gujarat, Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and Uttar Pradesh. In Brazil, at least 179 people have lost their lives so far after flooding and landslides wreaked havoc in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul. 33 people are reported to be still missing. State Civil Defense Agency said around 90% of the southern state is affected by flood and landslides due to overflowing Guaiba River. The T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team is expected to fly home this evening from Barbados. The men in blue will land in Delhi tomorrow evening, Indian Standard Time. They have been stranded in Barbados for the past 2 days due to Hurricane Beryl, which resulted in closure of airports and businesses. In tennis, two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has withdrawn from the men's singles event of the championships. However, Murray will still be competing in the doubles with his brother Jamie Robert Murray. And with that, we end this news bulletin.